Hello, everyone, and welcome to Spanish with Jamie. The goal of this podcast is to grow your Spanish vocabulary as quickly and as naturally as possible. The structure is simple. I'll read a phrase in English, then pause, then read the phrase translated into Spanish. During the pause, I want you to try and translate the sentence into Spanish yourself. Let's get started.
It's located about a kilometer away. Se encuentra a un kilómetro de distancia.
It had been 5 months by then.
Ya habían pasado 5 meses.
Did you invest in risky or safe assets?
¿Invirtió en activos riesgosos o seguros?
I will get sick if I do that.
Me enfermaré si hago eso.
Would you rather have it all or nothing?
¿Prefieres tenerlo todo o nada?
We bailed it with a pail.
Lo rescatamos con el cubo.
Should we pick the oregano?
¿Deberíamos elegir el orégano?
Aim the bow and fire the arrow.
Apunta el arco y dispara la flecha.
You can see the ribs through his skin.
Puedes ver las costillas a través de su piel.
I raked the mulch off the top of the soil.
Rastreé el mantillo del parte superior del suelo.
All right, let's try all of the phrases again. I will get sick if I do that.
Me enfermaré si hago eso.
We bailed it with a pail.
Lo rescatamos con el cubo.
Should we pick the oregano?
¿Deberíamos elegir el orégano?
You can see the ribs through his skin.
Puedes ver las costillas a través de su piel.
It's located about a kilometer away.
Se encuentra a un kilómetro de distancia.
I raked the mulch off the top of the soil.
Rastreé el mantillo del parte superior del suelo.
It had been 5 months by then.
Ya habían pasado 5 meses. Aim the bow and fire the arrow. Apunta el arco y dispara la flecha. Would you rather have it all or nothing? ¿Prefieres tenerlo todo o nada? Did you invest in risky or safe assets? ¿Invirtió en activos riesgosos o seguros?
All right, let's try all of the phrases again.
It's located about 1 kilometer away. Se encuentra a 1 kilómetro de distancia. It had been 5 months by then. Ya habían pasado 5 meses. Did you invest in risky or safe assets? ¿Invirtió en activos riesgosos o seguros? I will get sick if I do that. Me enfermaré si hago eso. Would you rather have it all or nothing? ¿Prefieres tenerlo todo o nada? We bailed it with a pail. Lo rescatamos con el cubo. Should we pick the oregano? ¿Deberíamos elegir el orégano? Aim the bow and fire the arrow. Apunta el arco y dispara la flecha. You can see the ribs through his skin. Puedes ver las costillas a través de su piel. I raked the mulch off the top of the soil. Rastreé el mantillo del parte superior del suelo.
All right, let's try all of the phrases one last time. I will get sick if I do that.
Me enfermaré si hago eso. We bailed it with a pail. Lo rescatamos con el cubo. Should we pick the oregano? ¿Deberíamos elegir el orégano? You can see the ribs through his skin. Puedes ver las costillas a través de su piel. It's located about 1 kilometer away. Se encuentra a 1 kilómetro de distancia.
I raked the mulch off the top of the soil.
Rastreé el mantillo del parte superior del suelo.
It had been 5 months by then.
Ya habían pasado 5 meses.
Aim the bow and fire the arrow.
Apunta el arco y dispara la flecha.
Would you rather have it all or nothing?
¿Prefieres tenerlo todo o nada?
Did you invest in risky or safe assets?
¿Invirtió en activos riesgosos o seguros?
Congratulations, you've completed the episode. Hopefully you're feeling comfortable with the new words and these phrases we've reviewed. If you're still having trouble with the vocab, give the episode another listen tomorrow. Make sure you've got it all. Hasta la próxima.